USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced he's going to use the Defense Production Act to help Kodak launch a pharmaceutical division. He said 50% of generic drugs are made in India or China, and that he wants to bring the production back to the U.S.
It will produce as much as 25% of all active ingredients needed to make generic drugs in the USA. It's a big number.
On the coronavirus relief package, the president said he doesn't support everything in the measure, but he didn't elaborate when he was asked by reporters. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is taking steps to slow the spread of the virus as the state shows an increase in cases. He shut down bars and ordered restaurants to scale back indoor service. He also announced a mask mandate. The governor also reduced the number of people allowed in social gatherings from 50 to 10. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The $600 a week federal unemployment payment is expiring. The Senate is considering a bill which would reduce the payment to $200 a week. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says the $1 trillion proposal includes other benefits.
We're going to continue the economic impact payments that were made in April and May. That means that the average family of four will get another payment of $3,400.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the GOP plan just doesn't do enough.
We're going to keep talking. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We want to get things done, but they have to come a ways to solve the real problems of this country.
Also, four more Miami Marlin players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of Marlin team members infected to 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The first presidential debate between the two candidates has been moved, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has that story.
The first presidential debate has been moved to Cleveland amid concerns over COVID-19. The Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonprofit that has conducted the general election debates for decades, announced that Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic will co-host the debate September 29th between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The University of Notre Dame announced it was pulling out from his hosting responsibilities amid the pandemic. This is the second of three presidential debates to be moved due to the coronavirus. The second debate, scheduled for October 15th, will now be held in Miami after the University of Michigan dropped out last month. The third debate is scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee.
One state is getting back to tackling the coronavirus after battling bad weather. USA's John Hunt has more.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants people to keep taking the coronavirus precautions after Hurricane Hanna.
We all want to get back to business as quickly as possible. The best way to return to business is by everyone following the best safe practices to ensure everyone does their part to reduce the spread.
Abbott telling reporters on Tuesday people still need to wear masks, practice social distancing, and limit gatherings. No serious injuries were reported from Hurricane Hanna, which made landfall over the weekend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.